Lakuluk, tell me about this poem that you wrote.
What happened was Kristin Beetsky and I were exchanging. I was writing poetry based on my feelings of the land and how important it is to be connected so that you know who and where your food is coming from and the mythology. And he was bouncing back imagery with me from the footage that Oceans North Canada helped facilitate over the summer in Pond Inlet. And I really enjoyed the project because a lot of the footage is created by youth from Mitimatirik, from Pond Inlet. So that was a very good connection for me as well, that this was, the images were created by young people who were, in fact, connecting with their land and their people.
Have you been to Pond Inlet yourself?
I haven't. It's my dream to go to Mitimatirik. But I have many friends that are from there, and my husband goes there fairly often. He's there right now, actually.
Tell me about the imagery. What did you feel when you watched those striking images there?
When we're traveling on the water here in the Arctic, it's this combination of making sure that you're astute, that you're watching the conditions and watching the weather and watching where you're going, and also feeling like this connection to the top of the water, the bottom of the water, and everything in between. It's like that, this combination of being aware as well as having that sort of a spiritual connection with what's going on all around you. So when I was watching the footage, I could see that the people taking the footage had this in their everyday life, but they were also doing that combination of being aware of it as well as appreciating it.
What do you want people who watch this movie, people who listen to your poem, what do you want them to take away from this experience?
I want them to know that the Arctic has always been a peopled place, that this is a homeland, that this is the people that come from the Arctic are deeply connected to the land and the water, and that there are many, many stories to hear and to tell about this connection to land and water.
And there is a sort of a threat to this region, a very pristine region. What do you want to happen with this area?
I think it's dangerous to keep framing areas, parts of the world, as pristine, because there is no such thing. It's a dynamic place. Things are happening there with the animals, with the water, with the people. So pristine kind of makes it seem like it's just, unchanging, but mm-hmm. That's not the case. So it's important to engage in a discussion, in a dialogue about how to make these meaningful connections. There exists a meaningful connection at the moment where people are using their family traditions, their language, their culture, to be in a deep connection with the land and water there. And there's the idea of changing it completely with seismic testing and shipping and all of these things. In the process of colonization and decolonization of Inuit. So you mentioned the threat. It's important for people who come from the Arctic to assert themselves as people engaging in this discussion.
I understand there are two versions of the poem, one in English and the other one in Inuktitut. How did that work?
So I wrote the poetry in English because that's my that's what I write poetry in. And then Jeannie Arer-Kulualik, who is the narrator, translated it into Inuktitut, which is, and in her dialect of Inuktitut, which is Pond Inlet. And she's a very good narrator in both languages, but you can hear so much more of a connection and expression, emotional expression in Inuktitut. The languages, English doesn't work the same way grammatically whatsoever as Inuktitut. So when you're watching the Inuktitut version, for me at least, it feels like the images come more powerfully with what Jeannie is saying.
It's the language that comes from that landscape.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. I speak Greenlandic, which is an entirely different part of the world, just across the strait, right? And I both, or all three of us, Jeannie and Kristen Bietzke and myself, all felt it was so important for the dialect of that region to come forth.